Sky Carumba, December 4th through 10th, 2022. Venus and Mercury are evening objects. They're hard to see because they set not long after sunset. The best view is from 10 to 15 degrees south, where Venus sets 45 minutes after sunset, and Mercury about 15 minutes after that as the week starts. They'll both climb the sky and be up a little longer after sunset as the week continues. Venus is the brighter object. If you see it, look up to try to spot Mercury. In a telescope, Venus goes from gibbous to almost full this week. Mercury stays gibbous but seems to get a little bigger as it orbits closer toward the Earth. Mercury is passing into the northernmost stars of Sagittarius. It'll pass closest to Caos Borealis, the northern bow star, on the 11th at about 9 to 10 universal time. They'll be 0.2 degrees apart. Not many people get to see these two at their closest, only in a narrow band of Earth between sunset and Mercury set. It's in Central Asia, the Philippines, eastern China, Mongolia, and eastern Russia. Saturn and Jupiter straddle the meridian at sunset. Both are moving directly or eastward, night to night. This is a fantastic week for Mars viewing. The full moon passes in front of the red planet on the 8th, and Mars will be at opposition at the same time. That's the 8th universal time. It'll be Wednesday evening on the 7th local time from many places where this occultation is visible. That visibility zone stretches across most of the United States and Canada, Greenland, Iceland, and Western Europe. How do you see an occultation? You go outside and look at the moon. Before it happens, you'll see the orange-red dot that is Mars east of the moon. The moon will get closer, and the red dot will finally disappear as the moon moves in front of it. Eventually, it will reappear on the other side of the moon's disk. How long the occultation lasts depends on where you are. The closer you are to the edge of the occultation visibility path, the less of the moon's disk passes over the planet, so the less time Mars is hidden. From Chicago, Illinois, in the United States, it'll last about 55 minutes. From Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, it's just a 25-minute event, and a little less than that from Svalbard Island in the Arctic. It lasts just 12 minutes in San Antonio, Texas. Deep in the path, say in Churchill, Manitoba, in Canada, it'll last an hour and 10 minutes, and it's an hour 5 from Reykjavik, Iceland. Mars is bright enough you shouldn't have any trouble seeing it right next to the full moon, just before and after the occultation. With the naked eye, you'll see it gradually dim over the course of a minute or so as the moon passes in front of it, and when it ends, Mars will gradually brighten up again. In high-powered scopes, you may be able to see part of the relatively huge lunar disk passing over the small Martian disk. Maybe you'll even see features on Mars like clouds around the North Pole, called the Northern Polar Hood. Remember, this event is on Wednesday evening in North America and Thursday morning in Europe, and exactly when it starts and ends also depends on where you are. The occultation will be ending in Churchill, Manitoba at 04:31 Universal Time, just seconds before it starts in Reykjavik, Iceland. One way to find out when the occultation happens where you are is with the Stellarium program. The free software lets you set your location and see the sky exactly as it will appear or did appear at any date and time you want to put in. You can make time speed up or back up as you take notes about what's happening and when. Another good way is on a webpage with about 1,500 locations on it already. One of them is probably near you, and that's at is.gd/Mars Occultation 2022. Look up Sky Carumba on Twitter and Facebook, and you'll find that link and other info. The whole world doesn't get excited about occultations of planets, but as occultations go, this is one to be excited about. All of it is a nighttime event. You see, the moon passes in front of Mars somewhat regularly. This will be the third time this year, and it'll happen 5 times in 2023. But many of those other occultations were or will be daytime events for part or all of the way, and you can't see Mars in the daytime. So if you will be where the December 7th through 8th occultation is visible, hope for good weather. And all is not lost if you're close to the occultation zone. You get to see Mars and the Moon brush each other. Sky Carumba.